This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. This is a radical thought for the day. Today we're in Deuteronomy 7:7, which reads, "The Lord did not choose you and lavish his love on you because you are larger or greater than other nations, for you are the smallest of all nations." Moses is continuing to prepare the people of Israel to enter into the promised land, and he's telling them what they need to know before they cross over in just a few days. He's been telling them about all the promises that God has made to them throughout his time through the book of Deuteronomy, and telling them about the promises that they'll benefit from once they get over onto the other side. Then Moses makes the statement about the Israelites that probably didn't build up their self-esteem. Basically, God was saying that he wasn't doing this because of them. They weren't really that special. They were the special possession of God, but God is telling them that they weren't all that special. God chose them because he loved them and because he had made promises to their ancestors. God was telling the Israelites that so that they wouldn't get big heads about their relationship with God. It's amazing how quickly pride can deceive us into thinking that something that God did either for you or through you was because of you. God does what he does for a reason that sometimes only he knows. His motivation is always love and not us. We are the objects of his love, but we are not the reason for it, nor are we the source of it. One of the dangerous things for a Christian is success. You know, once we have success in something, there is a temptation that we might think that we had something to do with that success. And when we do that, we are taking some of God's glory from him, which he's not happy about. All glory belongs to him. Or we might think that God made us successful because there's something special about us. The Bible tells us that God has no favorites. He loves those who love him and those who don't. He uses whoever he chooses. All glory and honor belong to God. If God has placed you in a position or given you an opportunity where you lead other people, there can always be this great temptation to take some of God's glory. It happens when someone tells you how something that you have done or said has ministered to them or blessed them in some way. And it can sometimes be very difficult to remember that you are not so special and that you shouldn't take any credit at all for whatever God does. All glory belongs to God and should be given to him immediately. And this needs to take place in our hearts before it comes out of our mouth. If God does something through you and then someone praises you for it, be careful. It can sometimes sound very fake if you are praising God just so that you sound humble. It's much better just to say thank you and leave it at that. This can be especially true with someone that God is using in a tremendous way. There's nothing special about any of us, regardless of what the world would try to convince us of. God does what he does in our lives or through our lives because he loves us and because he chooses to do that. Don't let pride convince you of anything else. Pray this prayer for yourself. Jesus, help us to be truly humble and convinced that you are what's really important. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.